Okay, so we are ready now for the afternoon session of our second day of the senior retreat. And I'm going to turn it over to Jane Degenshine for our technology session.
Yes, and one of these times when she turns it over to me, she's going to say, Janie, technology is wonderful. Anyway, welcome to day two of our senior retreat. I trust that everyone learned from yesterday's events and are finding their way a bit easier with all of their new friends in their NFB family. Now that all that you needed to know about email was learned yesterday, today we're going to start something else. We're going to focus on independent living, using Instacart and Walmart for grocery and product deliveries, Uber and Lyft for independent travel, and Be My Eyes when sight assistance is required. And remember to say technology is wonderful, right, Judy? Okay, we're very fortunate to have Michael Loft with us. He's a very knowledgeable and agreeable person to share his time with us. He's going to share his hints and tips on all of these things. After his presentation, we'll have a Q&A. Now, Michael, the floor is yours, my friend.
Well, thank you, Janie. And sure. You know, I'm going to modify that just a little bit and say sure. Technology is great when it works. How about
there
that?
You go. So, that works.
Twitter.
Okay, so we're going to talk about a few apps. You know, when Janie said do it. Demonstration of some, talk about some apps. I'm like, wow, where to go with that? So many things. So I thought about, well, what are the tools that we really need and help us to live independently? If we don't have the benefit of having a sighted person nearby, or even if we do, we want to take the time and really browse through the grocery store and see what our options are and compare prices and all those good things. Or maybe have choose items and we have someone who can drive and go to Walmart and pick them up around the side of the store, but not have to worry about going in the store and making sure that we get exactly what we want. So we're going to talk about apps to do that. And I want to start with Instacart because that's the one I'm probably going to spend the most time on. And see what folks think. And if we can give you some insight. Now, I've recently relocated, so that might present a few challenges in some of my demos today, but I think we'll still get the points across.
iCraft folder. Nine okay. Apps. Instacart.
Instacart. All right, here we go.
Instacart. Spectrum. Status.
So what we have.
Lorem Ipsum. Dollar Sidamit. Lorem Ipsum. Sam's Club. Delivery by 2:40 p.m.
So what you have in Instacart is it is a way to shop from a variety of different, not only grocery stores, but also other types of stores. And what you'll get depends on where you live in the country. So when you first get the app, you're going to put in your zip code so you can even see if it's worth your time in investing in it. And if it is, then you can create an account, put in all your user information, put in a credit card that you can use. Some stores even offer what's called EBT, and this is kind of a food stamp type card. So that they have it at Indiana, and I noticed that Aldi, which is one of my favorite grocers, has that for those who may need that service. So what you will see when you bring up the screen, you have a few different tabs on the bottom. They've added some new things up front that give you different categories, like fast food and some different things. So many things. But what I want to focus on are the stores. So what you'll see is in your area, the first three will be ones that you've recently used.
Sam's Club, delivery by 2:40 p.m. button.
So Sam's Club. So if you have the service, and I do want to mention there is a cost. Well, you can use it for free, but if you're going to use it any length at all, any time at all, or it's worth your money to make the investment. And I believe it is $12.95 a month or $99 a year. So again, beneficial to do the yearly for it because you save a minimum of $10 and usually quite a bit more than that. I've saved $300 or $400 by that one investment. It just reduces the fees of having items delivered. So let's first look at the stores that you have. Or that I have.
Aldi, delivery by 2:45 p.m.
So you have Sam's Club, Aldi, Schnucks, and Schnucks.
More stores.
Now, more stores, again, will show you all of the stores. So those three are going to repeat, but those are just the three that I've most recently used.
Schnucks.
So I don't know if I want to show you all the stores, but I want to show that it offers things other than grocery stores.
Target, Walgreens,
Target. So you got Target, Walgreens,
Family Dollar,
Family Dollar,
CVS Pharmacy Registered,
CVS Pharmacy,
Gordon Food Service, Big Lots, Delivery
Big
by
Lots,
The Vitamin Shop Registered,
The Vitamin
Delivery
Shop,
by Five Below, Delivery
Five
by
Below, which
PM.
Is kind of like a dollar store, I do believe.
Staples, Delivery by
Staples,
Best Buy,
Best Buy,
Michaels, Delivery by
Michaels,
Bed Bath and Beyond,
Bed Bath
Delivery
and
by Dick's Sporting Goods,
Dick's Sporting Goods,
Sephora, Delivery by 2:40 p.m.
Sephora, which shows you makeup and cosmetics.
The Wine Shop, Delivery.
The Wine Shop.
Spirit Halloween, Delivery
Spirit
by
Halloween.
Can't find your store. Currently showing stores in 47,715.
So there you go. It'll show you your zip code, and you could try different zip codes. So if you have a friend or family member and you want to know what's available for them in their area, you can switch zip codes and go to a different location and make sure it's available in most markets. I would say, from my experience, any town of at least 10,000 people has Instacart, but there's no hard, fast rule. There could be some towns larger than that that don't, and some towns smaller than that that do. But that's been my experience in using it and researching it for different individuals. So first we need to pick a store, and then we'll show you how you can go in and add some items and read more about what, you know, ingredients and so forth, and check out and kind of see how that works. So
Dick's Sporting Goods,
let's
Bed Bath and Beyond, Michaels, Delivery by Two Spectrum, Status
okay,
Bar, Icon Menu,
to the top.
Icon Menu button, 5 cart, M, Staples, Delivery by Gordon.
Okay, it's on. Let's see here. Okay, get a scroll up screen. Well, hello. My phone has gone rogue on me here.
Aldi, Chinook, Aldi, Delivery by 2:45 p.m. Aldi,
okay, Aldi. Let's go to Aldi.
PM. Pick up 1.3
this is one of my favorite stores. I want to mention before you go further that some stores add the prices increase. They increase the prices a little bit on each item.
Adjustable.
So that's something you want to look through. I noticed Sam's Club does not, if you have the membership card. If you don't have the card, I think it adds about 14%. But if you do have the Sam's card, then you get the same price as if you walked in the store. And that's been my experience with Aldi. Now, this could switch in different markets, but those are the only two stores, at least the ones that I have access to and can work with, to see that the prices offered are the same as those anyone walking into the store. So I think that's important, because that can rack up on you if you're buying a lot of different items. I guess it's what we call it, the blind tax, right? The cost of having that convenience. But let's see. So on the bottom we have
tab bar, browse, tab, selected, shop.
We have
tab,
by default the shop tab. And this is going to, I'll show you in a minute what that does.
Browse.
The browse tab lets you search for different items. It has categories and you can put in searches. And that's how you can really get specific about finding items in the given store that you're interested in.
Recipes.
There's
tab,
a recipes, which I've never used.
Buy it again. Tab,
and the buy it again, that'll let you go back into your history, things that you've purchased before. So
recipes. Search Aldi. Ellipsis. Next service availability. By selected. Delivery button.
So it's showing the next service availability. So it'll tell you if some cities have as little as 2-hour delivery. Some you might have to choose out a day or maybe even 2 days in advance. They really stepped it up. The pandemic, the service really took off and they hired a lot of people. And of course, in the beginning there, during the pandemic, you had some bad shoppers. They were bringing in so many people at once. So I'll tell you maybe one or two horror stories that I had. Basically, things went to the wrong address. They did make good on it, but it took a little persistence to take care of that.
Pick up button.
So you can either do in-store your delivery to your home, or you can choose pick up as an option.
Buy it again. View more.
So buy it again is going to show some things that I've recently purchased. So you can see through that.
Happy Farms Deli sliced sharp cheddar cheese.
So it just shows you all the items that you purchased.
Apple 80% lean,
recently.
Sour cream and onion stackers.
But what you may want to do
browse tab 2 of 4
is go to the browse tab. Now, first off, at the very beginning, it gives you a search option and you can type in or do voice search and find different things.
Buy it again. Sales.
So you got buy it again. Those are things that you recently purchased. Sales.
Gluten-free. Shop now. Meat and seafood. Deli. Frozen. Produce. Canned goods. Bakery. Dry goods and pasta. Pantry. Dairy and eggs. Snacks. Beverages. International. Organic. Breakfast. Personal care. Aldi finds. Limited time. Floral. Pets. Babies.
So those are all just default categories. You can choose any of those, or you can get into a specific search. So if you're into frozen foods or canned foods or, you know, vegetables, fruits, whatever you're interested in, you can hone in on that. But let's show you how to find some things and add them to your cart and get ready to check out.
Floral. All so, from lines. Limited time. Search browse. Heading. Organic. International. Pantry.
Okay, so let's just pick pantry just pantry. To see what we got here.
Brown Jif peanut butter, $4.39, 28 ounces. Button, adjustable.
Okay, I like skipping myself, but for the sake of showing how this works, what you could do if you have items, you could just swipe up. And for each time you swipe up, it adds, you know, increases the quantity.
One in cart.
So I can have one in cart. Or, no, I really want Skippy. So I'm going to set that back to zero.
Removed from cart.
I swipe down, set it back to zero, and I can double tap on it and get more
dismiss
information.
Button.
Can find out kind of what's in it. Sometimes when you kind of read what's in the jar or can or bottle, whatever, you think twice. Hey, maybe I don't want that product. Or it can show you some similar items so you get other ideas.
Quantity chooser, one. Add to cart. Dimmed.
Okay.
Jif peanut butter, page 1 of 7. Button. Jif peanut butter. Heading. 16 cents per ounce. $4.39. 16 cents per ounce. Favorite. Button. Share. Button.
Okay, they've
peanut delight creamy peanut butter $1.39.
They've changed this UI a little
ounces.
Bit. You
button.
Used to be able
adjustable.
To swipe through it, but of course, as you know or will know, if you spend all week with Janie, that sometimes you can't just swipe, but you got to move your finger around different parts of the screen to see what else is available for you. So now it's showing some related items.
Related items. View peanut delight creamy peanut butter $1. Often bought with. View more. Button. Sweet Baby Ray's barbecue sauce, $2.95, 28 ounces.
Not quite sure how barbecue sauce
adjustable
goes with peanut butter, but hey, anything's possible, right?
Sweet Baby Ray's barbecue, hamburger helper, cheeseburger, macaroni meal, $1.
So anyway, you never know what it's going to show you in related items. Sometimes it's very specific and shows you other peanut butters, but in the case of Aldi, maybe that's really just the one peanut butter that they focus on. Sometimes they only have one or two of a specific item. So that's going to show you other items. So anyway, you can go down to the bottom right of your screen.
Add to cart. Dimmed button. Quantity chooser. One.
It's dimmed because
two.
So you can choose how many you want and add to cart.
One.
It's weird because I think it says dimmed, but it will still add it to the cart.
Add to cart. Dimmed button. Heading. Add to cart.
See.
Dimmed.
That's
heading.
Kind of.
Browse. Back button.
Yeah, kind of crazy why it works that way.
Browse. Back button.
But anyway, so.
Browse. Heading.
One of the biggest things after you go to your store, the first time you go through, I spend a lot of time. I want to see almost everything this store has to offer. So I look through, and so what's really useful is to go back either into your past orders. You can either add everything from a previous order, or you can go through and just tap on the specific items that you want and quickly add and get this thing up to about $35. You can get free delivery, you know, with your paid
canned goods
setup. So
bakery.
We're back here, so let's just choose something else and get in
frozen.
Here and add some items and get it up to 35 and show you how to check out.
Frozen.
We'll choose some frozen foods.
Lunchables pizza with pepperoni meal kit with Capri Sun fruit.
Oh, great. Got some grandkids. Let's add some Lunchables.
One in cart.
One.
Outshine strawberry frozen fruit bars. $4.29.
All right, we'll add some fruit bars.
My/Missouri mochi ice cream double chocolate. Screaming
Mimo.
Pizza.
Let's call it My Missouri. I love
$5.98.
Mo is Missouri.
23.5
so
ounces. Button. Adjustable.
Everything you pay for by the month is a Missouri, right? So.
Selected. All frozen.
So button. What I want to do.
Browse. Back button. Frozen.
I
heading.
Can
browse,
go up to the top left
button.
And click back if I'm done in the frozen foods.
Frozen. Card. Three items. Button.
So the card shows three items.
Selected. All frozen. Button.
So
card,
we
can, three items.
Maybe
button.
You're going along. You're like, well, I've only got so much money to spend. You can tap on your cart.
Back. Button. Personal cart. Shopping in 40. My carts. Go to checkout. $11.33. Button. Heading.
Okay. So I've spent $11.33. I could go in here to checkout. And let's just.
Lunchables pizza with pepperoni.
I'm just
going
to add some more junk here just to get up to $35.
Jif peanut butter. Item. Outshine strawberry frozen fruit. Suggested items to add next. Cafe Bustelo coffee. Ground. Espresso. $3.
Coffee.
Added one quantity to cart. Cinnamon Toast Crunch cereal with. Added one quantity. Buy two save $1 on Cinnamon Toast Crunch cereal with. Lunchables turkey and America. Buy two
save
$1.
So I'm going to.
Laura Mipsum Diller Sidamet. Consect. Lunchables ham and American cheese cracker stack.
Right,
added
well,
one quantity. Chex Mix cheddar savory snack. Added one quantity. Friendly Farms 2% milk. Two.
All
added
right,
one quantity
added
to cart.
Items.
Back. Button. Personal cart. My carts. Button. Go to checkout. $18.33. Button. heading.
Oh,
go
wow.
to checkout.
You do save a lot at Aldi's, I gotta tell you that, folks. Button.
Cheese club shells and cheese.
And I guess I don't have to do all this.
Added one quantity to cart. Increased quantity, two quantity in cart. Increased quantity, three quantity.
So sometimes you
have
to wait a little bit. If you try to swipe up too fast, it won't register. Or sometimes there are product limits based on availability.
Added one quantity to cart. Happy Harvest cut green bean. Added one quantity to cart. Increased quantity, three quantity in cart. Laura Mipsum Dollar Sedamit. M&M's peanut. M&M's back button. Suggested items to add next.
Okay, so.
Suggested items to add. My mochi. Lunchables turkey, cheese, Chex Mix cheddar savory snack, personal cart, shopping in 47,000, my carts, button, go to checkout, $33.18,
one more item,
Lunchables turkey and American two, Chex Mix cheddar savory snack,
okay.
Mix, back, but person, my, go to checkout, $33.18,
well, it's not,
button, heading, cheese club shells and cheese, four,
refreshing properly,
five, Chex Mix cheddar
I've seen it do that
mix,
before, where sometimes you have to back out of it,
stackers milk, Lunchables ham and American
and then,
back, button,
I'm coming to your house, Mike.
Are you
goodness.
Coming to my house? Yeah, I got a lot of junk here, don't I, Janie? Yeah, lots of junk. That's not, normally, I've been eating healthy meat and vegetables, but...
Picked for you. Featured. Browse. Back button. Frozen. Cart. Selected. All frozen. Cart. 11 items. Button. Back.
Okay.
Lunchables pizza with pep. Back.
Come on.
Button. Person. My carts. Go to checkout. $38.61.
Thank you.
Heading.
Okay. So we're going to check out.
Select. Vertical scroll bar.
Uh-oh, I may have a problem
pages.
Here because I think 0%. I've already removed my credit
vertical
card. I relocated
bar.
Out of the area and I shouldn't have done
shopping
that.
List. Baby back pork ribs.
Let's see what it'll do.
Your personalized shopping list. Baby back pork ribs. $14.94. At three Kirkwood Buffalo.
So it's showing me things I've bought before. Some pork ribs, buffalo wings.
Cattleman's Ranch Choice Flat. Breakfast.
Corned beef.
Sauce, bratwurst.
I don't want any of that, but
Priyana roasted garlic alfredo sauce. Continue to check out. Button.
So I'm going to go down to the bottom,
personal
bottom
cart,
center there. It says
button.
Continue to check out.
Your order. Head. Your order. Selected. Delivery. Pickup. From 4 p.m. Button.
So there I would choose what time, without going through all this, I don't want to spend time just going through all the minute details of the app, but basically in here I would choose the time, the date. It's going to let me pick it up today at 4 o'clock. I can either add other items. I can... type in specific instructions, say if you live in an apartment building, what have you, and just basically get the orders scheduled. Then when the shopper begins the order, unless you turn off notifications, you'll be able to hear that. You can actually go into the app and follow them if you want. You can go here and choose replacement items. So if they don't have Jif, you could get Skippy. If they don't have ribs, you could get chicken wings, whatever you want. And so basically you get it configured and then you'll be notified once they begin shopping and you'll be notified once they check out and they leave the store and then when they're just 2 or 3 minutes away from your home. So you get all those notifications and you'll get a receipt, which you can review. Like I said, the only problem I've ever had is I've had a time when they took items to the wrong address. I 5063. Yeah. And they went to 5053, right? 5 and a 6. That kind of looks similar, but... anyway, so I had to, now they've got online and, or other things I've had happen is either they missed an item or maybe I ordered 3 of something. They only gave me 2 or, you know, something like that. And they've made good on it. They preferred it just to give you a credit, but you can insist if you want the money refunded back to your credit card. So you can go either way with that. But overall, it's a pretty awesome service. You can, you know, give your specific instructions. And then maybe we have time later, people can share their personal experiences if you've had any issues with it or not. I know some folks have and some have been kind of seamless. I think it helps if you have a, you know, a house or you have an apartment with individual doors, you know, to the outside as opposed to inside a building. I've talked to a gentleman who lived on the 4th floor and said, especially during the pandemic, that some of the shoppers were afraid to go into the building and left items downstairs. And sometimes he got them, sometimes he didn't. So there could be different issues like that. But basically, it's a great service. I highly recommend it. And I've used it, I don't know, 2016? It's maybe 17. It's been a while. Racked up quite a few orders through there. So... that is my recommendation. If it's available in your city, and for most of you, I'm sure it is, Instacart. So the other option for grocery delivery, and I can't really comment as much about it because I don't use it personally, and that's Walmart. I know Abby, who's managed some of these rooms, she's used it much more. It's very doable, though. You can go in. I think the website is a little easier interface. The same with Instacart. You can do it on the web if you're just more comfortable sitting down at a computer with the full keyboard and ordering items that way. So each offers you that option. I know Curtis was talking earlier about some folks when they're older, an iPhone is a challenge, and a computer maybe as well, but maybe they know the computer and not the iPhone. I know a lot of blind folks that are just uncomfortable with touchscreens. So you could pick your poison. Either method allows you to get in there, make your orders, add your items, and place them, and go on your way. So we're going to, I'm going to stop at that point with the Instacart demo, and we're going to talk about some of the other things that we do. We have
AI folder, three apps.
I have the a folder that I call AI. We got a couple, it stands for artificial intelligence.
Seeing AI.
So we'll talk about three apps today.
Be My Eyes.
Be My Eyes, Ira, and Seeing AI. I want to focus probably mostly here on Be My Eyes.
Be My Eyes.
But what this does is it gives you a way to actually talk to someone. So if you need some assistance in trying to get something done, or there's many companies and organizations that have dedicated systems in here so that you can go in and talk directly with them. And I'll show you some of the categories and how that might be done.
Specialized help button.
So
tab bar.
You have two tabs, two buttons.
Call a volunteer button. Call a volunteer button.
So right there, you can call a volunteer. So that's if you need some, you know, just specific information. Hey, I dropped something on the floor, or I need to identify this product, or, you know, if you feel comfortable having them read some mail or something, you can do that. Maybe you're traveling and you just kind of need to know what's around you. Those are all things you can do. Now, some folks would say in that situation, they might prefer using the other service like Ira, where they are vetted and they've had a lot of specific training and they're even bonded, which could be in your interest if you are doing something with a lot of personal information. So these Be My Eyes are volunteers, so you may get someone good. Or maybe not, or maybe they're multitasking. I can remember calling somebody who was like stocking shelves at a grocery store at the same time he was trying to help me. And we were trying to, I got a new TV and I was just trying to figure out how to get way into the menus and figure out how to make the Sony TV talk. And it took me like four different people before I found someone that could do that. Whereas Iris, they're better trained. They could get, go look it up, go pull down the manual, even take pictures of items for you. You know, expand it and, you know, do a lot more things. But again, there's a cost for that service. You could get free 5-minute sessions or pay. If you're a member of ACB or NFB, you can get $20 a month and get 30 minutes, which doesn't sound like a lot. But if you begin each call with 5 minutes for free, and you can do that every 4 hours. And if you're organized, when you initiate the call, if you have the stuff right in front of you and you know specifically what to ask, you know, you already have things laid out. A common one I've seen many people, like in a hotel room, you get there, well, you want to know how to work that thermostat, right? You don't want to burn up or on the 8th floor or freeze. So those are all things you can do. So, but I want to focus on Be My Eyes here at the moment. It is free.
Specialized help.
So you have to
call a volunteer.
We call a volunteer, but I think today I want to focus right now on the specialized help.
Search
and show you the categories that are available here.
Assistive technology button.
So you have assistive technology, and we may go into one or two of these and show you what's available there.
Beauty and grooming.
Beauty and grooming.
Blindness organizations.
Blindness organizations. I didn't see the NFB there. We'll have to work on that.
Careers.
Careers.
Civic engagement.
Which I know had LinkedIn. You had civic engagement with, I think, just says vote.org. So if you need information about making sure you're registered, just want to find out how to participate.
Food and beverage button.
Food and beverage.
Home and cleaning.
Home button. And cleaning.
Personal health.
Personal
button.
Health.
Technical. Button.
Technical. Okay, so Janie, pick one. Okay, well, I'll put it on the spot. We'll pick one here.
Technical. Technical.
Okay.
Personal. Technical.
Technical.
Button. Search. Search field. Be My Eyes. Open. Google. Open. Button.
So you have Google. You can contact Google. So if you have a question about any Google product, maybe you use the YouTube service or Google Music or just any thing related to the many Google services, or just want to know how to do something in there, maybe Gmail, you have a Gmail account, or any of their services. You can go and talk to someone from Google. Now, some of them have very specific hours, so you might have to click on it and kind of see what their hours are.
Microsoft, open.
You got Microsoft. Button. You can contact Microsoft. That's very helpful. If you have a Windows computer and need questions or need help, they can actually get in and help you look at your screen, kind of see what's going on with your computer.
Verizon, closed.
And button. Verizon. So, they're particular in the cell phone space. You can work with them and kind of, you know, find out how to resolve whatever issues you're having with the Verizon wireless phone service. So
search field, back button.
So that's back just button. What we have in Technical there. Like I said, there's many categories and there's always new ones coming all the time. So that is a really cool tool. Because, you know, as I said, I do a lot of Windows work on a computer. If the screen reader quits talking to you, can either go into the Seeing AI app, which I'll show you in a little bit, and point it at the screen and take a picture, and maybe it'll read to you what you need to know. Or you can do this and contact Microsoft directly and point your phone at the screen, and they can help you, and you can even set up a way to get assistance. So those are awesome services, and all that is free, F-R-E-E.
Back button. Back.
Okay, so.
Get live video support.
So again, if you want to talk to someone, if one of the companies is not there that you need and you just need help with a specific, you could do this and initiate a phone call. I don't want to try that in this limited time because I don't know how long it'll take, or we could really give them fun there. But Be My Eyes is a very awesome tool. I have to admit, I've spent more of my time with Ira, but even that I find I don't use a lot. I use Ira more, or Be My Eyes, when I'm traveling. Great uses bus station. What I would do is the bus is pulling into the terminal. Maybe about 2-3 minutes. We're just pulling in. I can go ahead, get it set up. Maybe get Uber, Lyft, get the ride set up, and which you can do through Ira if you want. If you'd rather have them, you can tell them the address where you're going. They can get it set up, help you walk through the terminal, bus station, airport, whatever, and go find your Uber, Lyft driver, and voila, you can get in and out very quickly. That's one, or you pull up to the bus station and you're in a big parking lot and there's a lot of buses and you got to cross a street or something from a parking lot. That is one time where I really personally use these services. But again, a lot of people use it in their home. They need to navigate their kitchen and the items. So there's so many uses, but the power of giving you the independence. You know, that you don't have to wait 3 days for your daughter or sister or neighbor to be free to come over and assist you, or especially when you're out mobile. Well, no one else can go with you. You're not going to pay another fare for someone to ride with you on a bus or fly with you. So it's very liberating. You know, when you do these in the first time or you go out and use it to go to a doctor's office or, you know, whatever, it's just very liberating that, wow, I can do this. I can do this on my own. And, I don't know. I just can't speak highly enough about that and that capability and the independence that it gives you.
Call a volunteer.
So we will.
Spectrum.
We'll get out of that.
Ira.
And
Be My Eyes. Seeing AI.
I just want to show you Seeing AI a little bit. Maybe you're going to demo that later this week, so I won't spend too much time in it. But Seeing AI is a cool little tool. It has a little area you can swipe through and do different things. You can read currency. You can kind of take pictures of things and get them identified. A little bit of OCR here. They're better tools. One I like called Voice Stream Scanner. But this will do it. And as I said, you can read screens and
quick help button. Recognizing English button. Channel. Short text. Adjustable.
So right now it's short text. So that's gonna read, you know, you got text in front of you. I could use that, like I said, to read a screen. Tablet, I've used it for TV, like Family Feud, you know, and what the answers are up on the screen.
Document.
So there's a document. If you actually scan a document and you got some papers, you need to know what they are. You got some mail.
Product.
It's a product. So that can be an art, but you can scan around and get the RFID codes and identify the product and give you additional information about the product.
Person.
You can use it for persons. I haven't done that in a while. It used to be, you know, they would kind of guess the gender they usually get right. Age could be a little bit off, which could either turns to be a compliment or an insult. So be careful where you do that, but it's usually good for a laugh, right? So
currency.
And you can do currency, so you can use it for money identification.
Scene preview.
And you got a scene preview, which I haven't messed with.
Color preview, brown.
You can do color identifier. There's a few different apps to do that.
Handwriting preview.
And you can even do handwriting.
Light.
And a light detector.
Whoa. Light. Uh-huh. Handwriting.
Yeah, so I kind of darken here, don't I? So anyway, it does a lot of cool stuff. It is free. It's made by Microsoft, and I would encourage adding that to your arsenal. Something else to use and bring a lot of cool
seeing AI
functionality for you. So with that, we're going to go over to the AI travel.
Three apps.
I have a travel folder.
My Spectrum. New. Over. Photos. Safari. Cero. Spectrum Mobile. Travel folder. Six apps.
Okay. So in travel, there's a number of different tools. First, we're going to talk about, I mentioned earlier, about the ability to get somewhere, to leave your home, go to a doctor's office, friends, go meet someone at a restaurant, whatever. You have two services for that, and they were talking about them before this presentation began, and we're talking about Uber and Lyft, right? So my suggestion, if you're going to use these, is I would put both of them on your phone. I personally prefer Lyft, but that's a personal preference. I kind of found, but since I've moved now to a more rural area, it seems like in the rural areas, Uber has offered up some better prices. But in the city, shorter runs with more drivers, Lyft has proven better. But the drivers are vetted better with Lyft, less language barrier issues with Lyft, in my personal experience. So they're both good. They both will get you from point A to point B. And I'll definitely be curious when we open up for discussion to hear personal experiences about why you prefer one service over the other. After the pandemic, well, I was a big fan of Lyft first because first time I used it, I was in Louisville, and they got kind of a head start there before Uber. But as I just mentioned, the quality of service, I know the drivers, there's more criminal background checks.
Just Pardon? Like plain ones.
I'm sorry? Okay.
Maps.
So we got a few different tools in here.
Lyft.
We have Uber and Lyft. I can show you those a little bit. You got apps. It's called it. Well,
Google Explorer.
I'll do them alphabetically.
Blind Square.
I got Blind Square. That one costs a little bit of money, but that is a cool app because it not only shows you what's around you, but you can also, if you click on things like restaurants, you can go, or any business, you can get phone numbers. All these will give you addresses, but you can get phone numbers. You can directly call them. It'll tell you how much it would cost to get an Uber or Lyft to take a ride there, ride share to get there. And the best thing for me is in the restaurants, it pulls up the menu. There's usually a button that says menu. You can get your restaurant menus, and then you don't have to ask someone else to read your menu, or you can look in advance and kind of at least weed it down to two or three items. You know, it may be good in the restaurant because it could be that the menu's outdated. There might be items that aren't on the menu, but generally speaking, you can do that and have that independence of not having someone else to read the menu to you or take time and look through, go from front to back and kind of see what all foods are available. So, and Blind Square is kind of cool, you know, when you're traveling to what streets are coming up and kind of your distance. And, you know, all these have different driving directions and walking directions. So it's hard to say which is the best. Each is kind of cool at certain things. So I just want to mention all of these tools, and you can pick whatever's best or you prefer or your budget allows.
Explore.
So this one's called Explore, but it's actually called, and this is the thing sometimes when you get apps in the App Store, it has one name in the store and it has another name when it makes it to your phone. So this is called Good Maps. And
Good Maps.
Explore.
But what I like about this one, it's Look good at kind of letting you where you are, what direction you're going.
Facing south, near 107 E. Warwick Street, 285 feet, 2 o'clock to Holder's Funeral Home.
So, right, it tells me the funeral home is 285 feet away. The address it mentioned is the current address where I reside.
Location tab, selected.
So,
nearest address, 107 E. Nearby POI, 285 feet, 2 o'clock to Holder's Funeral Home.
So, I got a funeral home nearby. Hopefully, I won't need their services, but it's there, right?
Location tab, selected.
So, you can do the location.
Search tab, unselected.
You can search.
Search.
So there's all kinds of cool things you can do to tell you the distance, how far something is away. And there's better tools, I think, if you're really wanting directions. I find that some of the data here, and the power of this is it's really designed, and I think you'll see more of it in the future, more indoor navigation, you know, airports and things like that. That's where a lot of their focus is with that particular app.
Maps.
You have Maps, which is Apple Maps. I like that one when I'm driving and being the backseat driver, if you will. And I noticed in the past
heading
I was
east, near much 170 more of a Google. Warwick Street.
Oh, well, I got to close her out there. She's going to talk, but let me see. Let's get rid of her. Okay. Okay, my phone. Oh, I wonder if it won't talk when I go into the app switcher. I didn't know that. So you have Google Maps, which is very popular, and a lot of these, even the one that I just have opened here, if you if you want to go somewhere, it'll say open Google Maps external app. But Apple Maps, they've really improved what they have to offer, and I think, you know, that's a it's very viable now. I noticed sighted folks like it because it's also not just showing you where to go. It's a, you know, telling you when the turns are coming up. It's actually showing where lights are, and so it's also been much more, you know, very blind friendly. I mean, they all are, but Google Maps is cool because you can go in there, and once you enter where you want to go, there's a thing where you can just swipe up through each turn. It'll tell you you're going to go this far, you know, 0.9 miles, you're going to turn right and go 36 miles, whatever. And so you can kind of see and map out in your mind exactly what you're going to take, the 10 or 11 turns that you have to make to get from point A to point B. So they're all good tools. You have to play with them and kind of see which ones you like. But again, you got good maps. If you're on the iPhone, you've got their built-in maps. Or you've got Google Maps, which is certainly worth adding. And, you know, it some of that depends on which system you're really using. But Google is, they're all good. I think it's sometimes it's personal preference. It depends how much you travel, depends where you travel, depends what kind of feedback you want, because they're all different. And, you know, Microsoft's even got one that puts things in stereo, and you can kind of hear where things are in relation to you, left, right, you know, across the street. And but again, you don't know if you want to do something like that while you're traveling. Do you want that many distractions, right? Or you want to get those headphones that, you know, you put on your head, but they're not going over your ears, so you're still able to hear what's going on around you. So again, the sky's the limit with this stuff. Let me see where we are on time here. Sorry, man. What time is it? Oh, 2:40 already? I really rambled. I'm sorry. I thought about pre-recording it so I could cover more ground. But anyway, I'm going to stop at this point and take questions and kind of see what
you did a good job. Thank you. If you didn't encourage people to step up and go to the App Store and experiment, I don't know who could. So we're going to open it up. Let's see who has their hands raised. And you certainly have the floor with Michael. Is there anybody with a question? Or did he cover so much that you can't even speak? There's Patricia one. Has a raised hand. There we go. And we have another one after her. Patricia, Sal. Sally, I think.
I'm Patricia.
Go ahead, honey. Your turn. Go.
I was wondering, what is Ira? Like, how do you spell Ira? And is it in the App Store?
Yes, it is in the App Store. It is spelled AIRA. It's an acronym for Artificial Intelligence Remote Assistance. So AIRA, it is in the App Store.
And Explore on the App Store, is that there?
I believe in the App Store it's called Good Maps. Someone can correct me on that, maybe Curtis,
I found Explore, but it didn't seem like what you were talking about on the app while you were talking.
It's still called Good Maps.
I think it's called Good Maps. Absolutely right. Maps.
Okay, thank you.
You are welcome.
This is Judy.
Another one with a hand up? Judy.
Yeah. What I wanted to just share a story with Instacart. My sister uses it. She's the one with the iPhone. And I thought it interesting when you said some of the things that can happen, like they deliver your groceries to the wrong place. We had that happen, but we got someone else's groceries instead. And we ended up with three 1-gallon cartons of milk. So we had three of them. And they had, it looked like a restaurant order, dozens of eggs. And the thing about it is they don't want you to return it. They want you to keep what you have because they don't know what you did and they don't want to deal with it. So we got to keep all that food for nothing. We got
You had so many omelets. My goodness.
We had credit for the order that we didn't get, and they sent it to us for free, our real order.
Yeah, it's the same with Walmart. They can't take anything back once it's been sent to you.
So. Right. Most stores can't. This is when I discovered that you can freeze milk.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
But that was very handy to know when we had three, so we had 9 gallons of milk.
Now, Sally has her hand raised.
Okay, Sally.
I'll ask her to unmute.
Okay. This is Sally.
Yes. Go ahead, honey.
Can anyone recommend a reliable color identifier app?
I'd be curious because some of that's going to depend on the lighting you have for it to work with. But if anyone in here has one that they found works better, that stands out, I'd be curious to know that myself.
I just use the one I'm seeing AI and it works for me. So
what sort of light considerations should one use? Should one be under artificial light or natural light? Or what are some of the best recommendations for using it?
It kind of depends on what you need. I mean, some people want specifics like light pink with white stripes and, you know, all of that. And some people just want to know pink and white, you know, so it depends on your description of what color you would like, if you know what I mean.
Well, what I notice is a lot of times I will get a color name right away, but then as I stand there, it will change what the color is. So
depending on sunlight.
No, if I'm standing, like I'm trying to identify the color of my pants, for example, it might say a color, but then as I'm standing there with it, I shift a little bit and it changes the name of the color to something totally different.
Is there any lighting change involved when that's happening or no?
Well, I'm not sure now that you're mentioning it.
By a window, for instance, and you move away from the window, it could make it look like dark brown versus gray or whatever. I don't know.
Right. That's a good consideration. I might be just turning my body without realizing it.
Have you tried the color identification in Seeing AI?
I don't think I have yet.
Give that a try because if you're looking just to, like, for instance, I have a whole set of those little mittens you get in a big pack for kids and they stretch real big. You can get like, you know, 5 pairs of mittens, but they're all the same, but all different colors. It's perfect for that. It'll tell you pink, purple, white. Yeah. And I can match the mittens that way. So, you know, it depends on what you're using it for, but give it a try. I think it's pretty good for the basic colors. Again, if you're looking for paisley and it tells you all the colors that are in your paisley outfit, it may not do that.
Now, Connie has her hand raised.
Be nice too.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That Connie. Would be nice too.
Very good.
All right. Connie, would you please unmute?
And while she's unmuting, I just want to say that you got to be careful because sometimes you'll scan like pants or a shirt and you'll hear one color and just assume that's the only color on that shirt. And it might have three different colors going on. So,
True.
She's unmuting.
Can you hear me now?
Yes,
I can. Yes, this is Connie from Pennsylvania, Erie, Pennsylvania. Okay. My question was going back to the Instacart. I do use Instacart. And I've used it quite a few times. And I'm wondering, is there a way to get more information on the products? Like,
I've bought yogurt, for example, and I want to know how many calories is it? And, you know, more information on the product. And is there a way to get that? I haven't found it.
Well, it used to. Now, I think, like I said, when I brought that up, I haven't used it here in a month since I relocated, but it had 7 pages. So maybe you got to scroll through different pages. It used to be once you double tapped on the item instead of swiping, that it would do that. It would give you the information on the product and, you know, calories, fat, grams, everything, ingredients in the item, and then show you the related items. But I suspect maybe it was too much information and they changed the user interface on that.
I'm wondering because I do double tap on it, but then it says it shows you a picture of it. And I've tried and I can't get any information, you know, audibly.
Yeah, I know it used to. Yeah. So is anyone here using it more that maybe they've changed that part of it? Because that's exactly what it used to do when you double tapped. It gave you product information. Not every product, but most of them.
Yeah, I'm finding I'm not getting any of that. And I am double tapping on it. I thought maybe there's something I'm missing, but maybe they've changed it. Thanks.
Sure.
All right. Doris, Mr. Hendricks, one second.
Yeah, I'll just try swiping through those other pages. Maybe there's more additional information in there.
Well, maybe somebody on off time can figure that out and tell us tomorrow in the chat session. That would be great. You can learn something tomorrow about it. Dolores. Who else is on? Jerome?
Dolores is on.
Dolores?
Yes.
Dolores, go ahead.
It's about the color. I use TapTap C, but the only thing with TapTap C, you have to be careful because you have to make sure you got good lighting, because I found like if like especially the room that I'm in, is I don't have a light on, I don't get the correct color.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But I like it.
Good.
Yeah, the mm-hmm. two things, I'd like to know exactly. I figure there's probably a particular color of light or lights or actually frequencies, you know, that work best. But I found like sometimes the kitchen tables that have the little chandeliers overhead with some bulbs, sometimes those do well, or just natural sunlight and just mm-hmm. open your blinds and be in front of that. But again, there's also reflections sometimes come into play, but I found those to be the two best, but I, you know, spent some time in research and find out what actually a light that would be the best color, have the right frequency to enhance, you know, to improve the reliability. But a lot of times the kitchen table with the overhead lights works well for some reason.
Mm-hmm. And also with TapTap C, I would also do a repeat. Mm-hmm. Of the picture, and it gives yes. me a better definition of the material.
Good.
The color.
Very good. Patricia has her hand raised.
Yes.
I'll ask her to unmute.
Thank you, Ms. Ruth.
Okay, I'm here. I was I'm responding to the question about Instacart showing the ingredients and the calories.
Yes, go ahead.
I have not found that, but I have found that on the Walmart app. It shows the ingredients and everything on the Walmart one, and it will the Walmart will deliver, or you can get a curbside for Walmart. But Walmart definitely do a good job with that.
Good, and you do the same thing. You double tap on it, and it'll give you the ingredients and things.
Well, as soon as you tap on it that one time to order it, it'll yes. give you the ingredients. You just scroll up, and you'll see all good. The ingredients and all the stuff. I mean, even for the meats. They give very you good. All about the meats and everything on the Walmart app.
Well, thank you for sharing that. Very good.
Okay. You're welcome.
Yes. Anybody mm-hmm. else?
No other raised hands.
This is no Donna. Other raised...
Excuse me?
This is Donna from Chicago.
Yes, Donna from Chicago. Welcome. How
Hi.
Are you?
I'm the 6799 ending.
Very good.
Oh, thank you. I'll change
okay.
your name.
I was wondering what type of screen reader most of you people use, and where do you get them, and how much are they basically?
Wow, that's a good question. I mean, to most people, I don't know about most, I think a bulk of the people that have been using it for the longest okay. time use JAWS. I mean, once you've used JAWS, that's the main thing. But I'm going to hand it over to Michael and see what he says.
Sure. Thank you.
This is Judy. Donna, are you asking about screen readers on a computer?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Michael,
well,
what do you think?
I think a lot of people use JAWS. I personally use NVDA, and not just because it's free, but I find that when navigating websites, because I do a lot of stuff that requires work through the web browser, that NVDA really steps up and does some things JAWS doesn't do as well at, like some drop downs and combo boxes. But I don't want to take away from the things that JAWS can do that other screen readers aren't doing. I don't want to get into what's called a screen reader war. But
okay, what is the name of it?
NVDA stands for non-visual desktop access.
Yeah. All right.
That's a phonetic NVDA, and it's free?
Yes.
The website is
that sounds good.
Yeah, the website is nvda-project.org.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah. That's very helpful.
And of course, I'm sorry. I was going to say, do they still do the JAWS demo for 40 minutes?
Yes, they do. You could do
so. That's something you can learn about. You can download a free JAWS demo, and then, you know, you have to restart. But if you're going to be working on it for 35 minutes, who cares? You can bring up JAWS and then shut it down and then bring up NVDA, and it won't cost you anything.
Sounds good.
Yeah, so that's one way around it.
I appreciate it.
Sure, sure. Is there anybody else, Miss Ruth?
No, ma'am. No other raised hands.
No other raised hands. And what time do we have now? Does anybody know?
It's 3:52.
Oh, there's another raised hand.
That is Georgia.
We have time
Georgia.
Three more. Georgia Kitchen.
Here she is.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am, we hear you.
Yes, I just wanted to make a comment that a lot of people like to use two screen readers in some cases. I haven't used NVDA in a long time, but now that Michael mentioned about working better on the internet because, well, sometimes I can do okay on the internet and sometimes I can't, even though I, you know, practicing, you know, with all the key commands and whatnot, I suppose I could improve, but I'm going to download that NVDA again, the latest version, because if it'll help on the internet, that gives me, you know, more motivation to try that. And also, I don't know if I'll keep my JAWS or not, because you've got to pay for it every so many. Well, I think if it's new, you pay $90 a year. And then if you run the old people that's been on a while, it's $220 every couple of years or something.
Well, there's also, if you have a Windows 10 computer, you can do Narrator too.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. The Narrator.
And it's also
free,
very good. It's much, much better than the old Narrator.
Yeah.
The old Narrator got to be one thing to do. And this, really, you can navigate fairly well with Narrator. So that's another option.
Yeah. I'll have to try that. That's interesting that you brought that up. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I had a phone call with the doctor, so I just got on here.
Okay, that's okay.
That's why I'm sorry.
We're glad you're on here, and hopefully it wasn't bad news. It was good news. So
I've been having trouble unmuting before, so I'm glad I got unmuted. I don't know what happened, but I'm glad.
All right, well, you're learning. Better. Good. We still have 3 more days. Keep practicing.
Thank you.
We have another hand raised.
Thank
good.
You.
You're welcome. Yes.
This is the phone number ending 9206.
9206. Identify yourself. Who is 9206? Bingo.
This is Judy from Maryland again.
Judy from Maryland again. Go ahead, honey.
I have a comment about the screen readers. I'm an avid JAWS reader, and I have tried EDA. Now, I prefer JAWS, but I'm inclined to believe whatever you learn on is what you're going to be proficient at, and it's what you're going to like the best. I find NVDA to be glitchy. But that's because I learned on JAWS. And I took lessons on JAWS for 2 years. So NVDA is free and JAWS is a little pricey. So whatever you learn on is what you're going to be proficient at. And the other thing I wanted to know with Narrator, what is the keystroke to activate Narrator on the computer?
Control Enter.
No.
I believe now it's Control Windows Enter. They changed
Control Windows Enter. Okay, thank you.
Control Windows Enter. I'm not familiar with that one, but I'll try it.
It's a toggle, right? You want to know. Equally important is once you turn it on, you're going to want to know how to turn it off.
Oh, how do you turn it off?
Same keystroke.
So it's a toggle command.
Yes.
Okay. And one more thing, it doesn't hurt to have access to two. Because if one of them goes fluey and you're in the middle of doing something, it's like, okay, I'm not going to fool with this right now. Just switch on to something else and keep on doing what you're doing.
Right. Right. And if your screen reader just quits talking to you, narrator usually will work because it's nested, it's built into Windows. So sometimes if NVDA or JAWS goes to sleep on you, and it may be some other program that you're running that's hanging, you can hit that control Windows, enter, turn on narrator, find out what's going on, do what you got to do, and then press that same keystroke again to turn it off. So I agree. Right. Definitely two. If you feel comfortable enough, having two screen readers, that is a good thing to do.
It's a nice backup.
Yes, it is.
Are there any more hands raised? And then we're going to have to wrap this up, I think.
I have a question for Michael, which is, I think, kind of important for those people using smartphones with Apple and relates to all the apps we've been talking about.
Go for it, Curtis.
It has to do with, Apple has a special phone number that some of us, you know, those of us that use VoiceOver or Magnify or whatever can call to get help. And when it first started, it was a quick and easy way to get support with a whole lot of stuff that you could do on your iPhone, or rather that you couldn't do with your iPhone. And the technician would get in and look over your shoulder and help you and all that. Michael, have you discovered that of late, when you try to get help from them, they say, I'm sorry, I can only help you with Apple's accessibility products. I cannot help you resolve another issue. You have to call the regular Apple Care number.
Yes, that is something that they have been doing of late. I don't know if that's just to save money or people were calling about anything and everything, but yes, they have curtailed. And that is most unfortunate because, like, Microsoft in the Windows space is still stepping up. And at least the last time I've used it, they've been doing that. But you're right. So if you do call the Apple accessibility number, you need to make sure exactly what it is that you're asking for, because if they can say, well, wait a minute, that we don't handle that, you need to call the regular Apple number, you know, then you're going to be in trouble because those folks are not going to know about your specific accessibility needs. So, yes, that is a problem.
We have one more raised hand, and then we'll wrap it up.
Alter Zoom meeting information button.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am, we hear you.
Okay. This had to do, Jane, with yesterday and the Outlook and the email systems that you showed us.
Yes.
In order to... you know, put all of your inbox, get all of your inbox items or something in one file. I mean, one temporary folder or whatever you call it. Do you have to download an Apple something or other before you can do that?
I'm not exactly sure what your question is. Are you saying that can you have more than one email client in Mail? Is that what you're asking?
No, I know that. But I have Google and Comcast. But if I wanted to do something like you were doing with your three accounts, like if I wanted to have all my sent documents in one folder, do I have to have an Outlook something downloaded in order to do that?
So I think you're getting what we did yesterday was we showed you that all mailboxes, when you go to all mailboxes, that brings up all of your emails that you have on your iPhone. So that would be your Google, your Comcast, your Optimum, your whatever, iCloud, whatever, all inboxes, but they each have their own sent file underneath it. Yeah.
So you
Outlook doesn't have that feature. Outlook does not have that feature. Period.
Yeah, I don't know Outlook. I don't use
it. Okay, I think I misspoke. I meant I have Comcast and Google. So just having those two, if I wanted to put all my inbox stuff together, could I do that?
You don't have to do any of it. You just have a Comcast account and a Google account. I have those two and iCloud. And I have three accounts. And when you hit all inbox, all of those messages that are in all three of those accounts will be in the all inbox
area. How do you get the all inbox?
You have to do that on your iPhone. That's on your iPhone.
Okay, isn't it?
It comes there. It's there.
It's already there. Yeah. When you're in your mail program and you're looking at, let's say, one inbox, you press the back button at the top. And at the very tippy top of the screen, the very first thing that pops up as a choice is all inboxes.
Right.
You cannot combine other folders. Only.
No, I misspoke. Yeah. My question was, can you do that just with, you know, the two or three accounts like you have Optima and...
If they're on your iPhone, if you are receiving emails on your iPhone, this is the only place this is going to work, Nancy. It won't work anyplace else.
Right. No, I hear that.
If you have all those accounts on your iPhone, you can combine all the inboxes by going to the all inboxes folder.
Right. Which is right underneath the back button.
Which is right underneath. Yeah. Okay, underneath the back button.
Because I've never seen that all inboxes. Thing.
Yeah, it's well, there it when you there. Back when you back up one level out of the inbox that you're already in.
And we are running out of time.
All right, so
let me
say thank you to everybody. Thank you, Michael. Thank you, Curtis, for helping with this segment. Thank you, Miss Ruth, for being a great, great host. And I thank all of you for being great participants and sharing this knowledge that you have with everybody. So I look forward to seeing you in tomorrow's tech call at 3 o'clock. And remember, technology is wonderful. Woohoo!
Right, Judy?
All right.
Thank you, Janie.
Wonder You're welcome.
We need to end the recording if we could. And then we're going to start it.